The Red Alert Radio team are taking a summer break and will be back live in February. Till then, they've chosen some of their best interviews from the last year, and we're going to be playing some of those for you now.
Welcome to Red Alert Radio, grassroots radio with an ear on the issues that matter to you.
Kia ora koutou and welcome to another edition of Red Alert Radio. My name's Christine O'Brien. I'm on the Māngere o Tāhu local board and I will be your host for this session. Now, I just want to say also talofa ni. It's Tokelauan Language Week, and interestingly, the theme this week encourages people to strive for excellence and persevere to the end. It is inspired by a proverb, pokatau ki o kapunga ki mau mai to fue, challenge the size of the swirls made by your paddle. And I think that this proverb actually pertains very, very closely to my guest and to the subject that we've got today, which is youth leadership in South Auckland. My guest is Killian Sunarivi, who is attached to the Do Good, Feel Good youth movement in South Auckland. So welcome, Killian.
Kia ora, tā lofa. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. No, it's wonderful to have you here and to just have the opportunity to talk a little bit more about what you're doing in South Auckland. Obviously, we have one of the youngest populations in the country, and in Māngere o Tāhu in particular, we have a 60% Pacific population, and an enormous number, nearly 50% of our people are under 24. So that's a very interesting dynamic, and that's the future of the country, and I'm very interested to hear what you're doing with Do Good, Feel Good. But first of all, I'll just ask a little bit about you. So who are you? In 25 words or less.
So Killian Sunarivi is my name, and I am half Samoan. My mother is Samoan, and she is from Faleatiu, Samoa. And my father is New Zealand European, and I am New Zealand born. I'm married to a Niuean princess. No children as yet, but I embrace being a New Zealander. I embrace being a Samoan, and now being married to a Niuean princess, I'm even embracing that and trying to learn a little bit about that culture and language. I'm originally from Wellington.
Me too.
I'm a Wellingtonian, and I moved up to Auckland for study for a couple of years. It should have only been two, but I embedded myself in the community and just met a lot of beautiful people, and now I just consider Auckland, particularly South Auckland, my home.
Oh, wonderful. I didn't realise our stories kind of crossed so easily. So I'm also from Wellington and really have loved South Auckland and adopted it since about 1997 when we moved up here, and very much now part of the community, which is a very warm and embracing community.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, so now your title, you're with Do Good, Feel Good, and your title is Youth Mobiliser. So what does a Youth Mobiliser do?
I describe Youth Mobiliser as someone that's able to ignite an idea. And I really, it's all underpinned through relationship, and it's bad enough that a lot of our young people, in the context of South Auckland, they hear a lot from adults and what to do, or what they should be encouraged to do. And sometimes adults make decisions on behalf of our young people. And I come from, I suppose where I stand is, one, in order to become part of Do Good, Feel Good, my invitation has always been, do you want to change the world with me? And they do say, what does that even mean? And I would say back to them, well, that's up to us to discover what that could be, because the world could be your world wherever you are. It could be within your family. It could be within your school. It could be within South Auckland. And world is totally up to them and how they would define what world is. And I have the privilege to journey alongside with them and hopefully pull out that gold, that untapped potential, and that would obviously empower them, grow their confidence, but it's also, I suppose the output of that is for our community in South Auckland, because there's a lot of young people that have such big pride and love and alofa for South Auckland.
Mm. And huge intelligence, huge talent. I mean, whether it be sport or art or academically, they have the creativity and the they have the goods.
Absolutely.
But doesn't always, they don't always, in my view, get the opportunities to really display that and to really think how their lives could be. Mm. So it's fascinating, and it's wonderful to hear you say that that's actually, you get alongside people and say, how do you want the world to be? Mm. Just love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's something that I didn't have. So I have this personal motto to be someone that I wish I had while growing up. And so that allows me to probably package or to look at what I didn't have when I was younger, because I didn't have a youth mobiliser growing up. I didn't have anyone that was able to trust or build a platform and create opportunities for me to change the world.
Yeah.
And so I hope that through Do Good, Feel Good, because Do Good, Feel Good is the young people of South Auckland. It's the faces. It's the ideas of young people. I'm someone that's just on the outskirts of it, that's hoping to cultivate that potential and say that they can do it. And I also use this thing where it's 80% my engagement, 80% is all about relationships, building that relationship, and 20% is the mahi, which is the fruit of building that genuine or meaningful relationship with the young people.
That's really interesting. And also I think possibly the 20% that might be the mahi within the particular context of Do Good, Feel Good, but in terms of the mahi in the wider world, it spreads, I guess, like the ripples on a pond, doesn't it? So
yes,
it's thousands of percent over by the time it's reached everyone it's going to reach.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's transferable in all areas of their life, whether it's in church or whether, like, they come to a place where they want to, it's not so much about the learning anymore, where you sit down and look at a whiteboard and you read step one, step two, step three. It's all about, let's just give it a go, eh?
Mm.
Let's just try it out. If it works out, awesome. If it doesn't work out, let's just talk about why it didn't work out. And it's those tangible things that they can put their hands to, do good. It's all about the doing. And so and it's just another platform or another space, a safe space, that young people can just give things a go and do things by learning. And then through that they create these amazing relationships with other like-minded young people from different backgrounds, different settings.
Gosh, that's really interesting, because you're also learning resilience, aren't you? And that failure is not the end, or something doesn't work.
Correct.
It's how do we make it better, or should we try it again or do it differently? Those kind of skills, which are amazing at a personal level and also professional level later in life as well.
That's correct. That's correct. And also a safety network. Because these are a group of young people that, because they all have different, I suppose, functions, could be a description. But when there is a group of young people, they give things a go. There are cheerleaders within the squad that are cheering them on and saying, awesome, you guys are doing a good job. And then if it doesn't work out, then there's that afi of everyone else coming together, because, if a group here, they're, if they have a win, it's all of our wins. And if there's a challenge, it's all of our challenge. Yeah, because we're a family. It's building that family and whakawhanaunga tanga in the process.
Wonderful. So perhaps let's just take a step back so we can explain to the audience exactly what it is, because we're getting very excited about what it does. Mm-hmm. So how did Do Good, Feel Good come to be, and how, boring questions like how's it funded and, you know, how did your role come to be, that kind of thing?
So I could probably just to paint the bigger picture. So Do Good Feel Good is backboned by Alliance Community Initiatives Trust, which is a Pacific-led social change agency in South Auckland. And we are not a frontline service as such. Our focus is on the causes of tricky problems and not so much the symptoms, which a lot of our amazing frontline services are already doing. So our lens, or where we come in, we want to complement a lot of those services and just become like another alternative. And we focus on people, place, and experience. And so Do Good, Feel Good is the youth arm of Alliance Community Initiatives Trust. And it is about, for me, mobilizing young people to become change makers or change agents in South Auckland. If our squad leaders were to describe it, they would just say it's young people leading change. And so we started back in 2015, and back then we were funded by Ministry of Health. And just through data, we recognised that 17 to 24 in Māngere, because Do Good, Feel Good has started in Māngere, there was, I suppose there was just this pattern that 17 to 24 Pasifika young people would wait until things are really bad for their health in order to access a health or social service. And because we're in the prevention space, there was an opportunity to try things and to be innovative. And so there was an opportunity to try and do 25 projects, wow, all led by the young people. And we were only able to complete about 10 at that time. But they were such big key learnings just by doing those events. Mm-hmm. And so what we learned was that young people are not interested in one-off events. They want something that is continuous, that there is momentum, and they want to focus more on building relationships. Because what we found was that in our surveys of those events, we only knew young people on paper.
Mm.
There was no face attached. There was no whanaungatanga.
Mm.
And so because we're in this space of innovation, we just decided to just pay for like the rec centre, no agenda, and just see who would come in and just build relationships. And that's where things started to turn, where it's just building on relationships, which then helps to improve the well-being of a young person, to feel connected to other young people, and to also contribute, the whole giving back to the community.
Mm.
And so we've evolved quite a lot throughout the years, and ensuring that we learn by doing, and then we were able to just build on those things in what works, and ensuring that the leaders of the young people are heard when we do need to change those things. And so their voices are very well embedded within Do Good, Feel Good, and they do lead. They lead.
So it sounds like it's moved from a sort of an officially funded kind of pilot project inquiring about why there was an issue of low uptake in health services to kind of a genuine grassroots movement.
Yes.
That's spreading like wildfire now, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah. And now we're really focusing in. I would say that we are more on the health and well-being, the whole prevention space of, hey, come into our family, come into our space where you can connect with different young people and just do things together, trial and error. But which then obviously would inform it would help improve the young person's well-being, which then becomes a bit of a prevention system within itself, or an alternative space that young people can be part of.
So I really love the kaupapa Do Good, Feel Good, the name that's now for the movement. So was that originally a name, or is that something that's come out of these broader meetings that you held somewhat down the track?
Yeah, in the ideation stage, it was around the whole concept of how can we make young people be more self-manageable, self-manageable for their health. And so that's how Do Good, Feel Good came about. Because if I made the decision as in doing good by going to the doctor, like if we think of the rheumatic fever campaign, if you have a sore throat, just go to the doctor. Don't wait. And that's the doing good. That if I prevent myself from getting worse, I will feel good.
Great.
And that's the whole concept of Do Good, Feel Good. That if I'm proactive and making good choices now, prevention, I know that I'll continue to feel good further on. And then the lens over that has, this could actually be part of our community give back as well. Where, because I started to notice that when we did do some of those hashtag community events, I could see how it built the confidence of the young people just by giving back that at the end of an activation. They're like, man, that was so awesome.
Yeah.
And then I would say, doesn't it feel good?
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, it feels good. And that's it. So they catch that moment where it's do good, feel good. They're like, oh, okay, yeah. I get it.
And they're being really mindful about the fact that they feel this way too, which is building it in and learning how to make that happen again and again.
That's correct.
And I really like the idea of service and the idea of service to the community that emerged. And it's an interesting model because I think for a lot of our Pasifika and Māori young people, very much you grow up to be humble and to listen to the elders and to be seen maybe and not heard. But this idea of service is one that is also comes through church and through community and through school. Mm. And so that's a really interesting pathway for young people to step up and explore safely, I think, without taking courage in both hands and having to butt heads with the older generation or the institutions or anything like that. It's seen as a valid model, I think, by everybody, but it also does offer that enormous opportunity.
I totally agree with you because in my experience growing up, I was always told that I don't have a voice. I was always told that I can't contribute because I'm too young. I don't know. And I think with Do Good, Feel Good, it's not to say that to be rebellious against our amazing elders, you know, within our within our cultural settings, whether it's Samoan or Tongan, because those things are important, you know, in order for like to respect our mums and dads and our pastors and reverence whoever that would have authority over us. I think it's really, really important.
Mm.
But the good thing with Do Good, Feel Good is that it becomes a bit of a discussion table or a decision table for young people to have a voice to some of the community, I suppose, challenges that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And by activating their voice to contribute, man, they feel good because it brings them closer in being an active citizen. Because, you know, it's a human right to be part of society and to contribute to society. And so I think that's one of the things that's really powerful is that you see that the young people start to change because of their contribution to community and having a voice. Having a voice is such a big thing. And so I'm really passionate about youth voice because I never had it again. I never had it when I was younger. And so I want to create a safe space for that, for young people to have a voice.
So just briefly maybe talk about some of the public expressions that people in the community might see, because it seems to me that on Facebook and in our local media and social media and so forth, I'm seeing Do Good, Feel Good every week, and they're doing classes and they're supporting each other in the arts and they're cleaning up the community. And so maybe just talk a tiny bit about some of the projects and
So what's good is the feedback from the people in general that follow Do Good, Feel Good is that they say it's really cool to see the do, like you guys are always doing stuff. So we tend to not use the word project, we tend to use words activations.
Mm-hmm.
We like to just activate things, and so One of the activations that we've done is we've got a top squad, which are from 4 Streets in Māngere, and they adopted a public space or an alleyway. And so they have such big pride in their neighbourhood, but yet what you see does not reflect the pride. Mm. And so there was conversations about how can we do that? How can we reflect your pride in what we see around? So they adopted the alleyway, and it was a 10-week challenge, and they were to monitor, remove and clear any rubbish that is there, and they were to report. And the reporting was to take photos of every single rubbish item that they come across and send it to me. And so they completed the 10-week challenge, and collectively they volunteered over 500 hours in those 10 weeks, and they were also able to collect over 200 items of rubbish.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Just from one alleyway.
Just from one alleyway. And so... so what that has informed, so this is a beautiful thing. When we did our debrief, I said, okay, we have finished our 10 weeks. Mm. What's next?
Mm.
What came through from all of the leaders was change does not happen in 10 weeks.
Ah.
I loved it when they said that. Change does not happen in 10 weeks. And so, out of that, they are now about to, they've just kicked off with phase two, and now they are activating that space. They've adopted a second alleyway and some other things as well. The second activation is we've got our dance pop-ups, which is happening. So we've got that this week on Thursday, which is just creating a safe space for young people to come to. We've got sports or active pop-ups coming again with tournaments.
Oh,
and then we've just established a new youth voice squad, which are very interested in amplifying the voice of young people in Māngere and South Auckland.
We need to talk more about that.
And so those are like the live activations that's happening at the moment.
Yeah, and very interesting that you've actually got a world champion, I think, now involved with some of your dance.
Yes, with Ken Vaina.
Another world champion from Māngere.
Yeah. He's an amazing man. So I've known Ken for a while, and so he was able to come along and empower the young people for a dance pop-up. It was awesome.
Fantastic. I just... it's just wonderful to me to see that these are the ways. And I mean, I'd originally come in thinking we'd be talking about youth leadership, but actually leadership is a very interesting, it's not just a hierarchical chap at the top in a uniform kind of thing. Leadership can be seen in so many ways, and the just doing in the community and is a leadership that's enormous in both the benefits to the community and the benefits to the young person.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you wrap around that, what would you like to do next and how do you see the world, suddenly that's incredibly powerful for young people.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the opportunity to lead, and leading could be leading yourself, leading others, leading in the community.
Fantastic.
That's limitless.
Oh, look, congratulations. It's a wonderful movement, very inspiring.
Thank
you so much for being a guest on the show today as well. It's been wonderful to chat to you.
Thank you for having me.
Okay.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. And now we're just going to talk shortly to Lotu Fuli, who is the chair of the Otara Papatoetoe Local Board. As people will know, there's been what they call a representation review at Auckland Council, which means that Council has been trying to take account of all the population explosions in various parts of the city and to see if the sort of relative number of councillors and local board members to people in the population is fair and equitable across the region. And one of the bright ideas they had was to perhaps split the Manukau ward, which is Māngere Otahu Local Board and Otara Papatoetoe Local Board, at presently joined together and have two councillors and two voices at that governing body table. But the idea was put forward that perhaps they should split and go their own way, and that they should take a councillor each. So thank you for joining us this morning, Lotu, and I'm really looking forward to hearing your update on what happened to the proposal of splitting Māngere Otahu or Tara Papatoetoe apart and each going their own way with one councillor.
Kia ora, Christine, and kia ora also to all of our listeners. Yeah, so just as a very quick update, so the initial proposal went through, so both of our local boards spoke to the governing body and asked them not to put the initial proposal for the split through, because we felt strongly that our people, the people of Manukau, would be opposed to it.
Mm.
However, that was lost, and it did go out for public consultation, and then after the results of the public consultation, that went back to the governance, the joint governance working party, which is made up of governing body members and local board members. And then they made a recommendation based on the feedback to the governing body. And the governing body met last week to make their final decision on whether or not to go ahead with that proposal to split. And so what happened was, the result of the feedback was pretty amazing. It was exceptional, because for the first time ever in Auckland Super City's history, we saw a huge response from our community, from Otara Papatoetoe and from the Māngele Otahuhu local board area. We had more submissions from our ward, from Manukau as a ward, and from all of the rest of Auckland put together.
Fantastic.
And that's never happened before, so it was fantastic. And I think that, you know, the final result was that 80% came back saying that they were opposed to the split from our local board areas, from our Manukau ward, but also 80% across the rest of Auckland as well.
Mm.
So, yeah, so you got a pretty clear picture that the rest of Auckland, the whole of Auckland, didn't agree with the proposal to split the Manukau ward. And so the joint governance working party recommended not to split the ward, and the governing body accepted that last week, and they've now said that they are not going to split the Manukau ward, and Manukau, the status quo will remain with both of our two local boards making up the Manukau ward, and having two councillors serving the whole of the Manukau ward.
Fantastic. And I gather there is a sort of a technical possibility that someone could appeal that decision, but I think given the kind of numbers that you've just outlined, that seems to be very, very unlikely and remote.
Yeah. There is, because people who, if you made a submission, you can still appeal, and if you didn't make a submission and you absolutely disagree with the governing body's decision, you could still object.
Mm-hmm.
And then what will happen is that will go to the local governance commission, and the local government commission, sorry, and they'll have a look at that and they'll examine that and then make a final decision. But like you said, 80% of Auckland basically said that they were against the proposal to split Manukau. So it's unlikely that someone's going to object or appeal after having a final decision. Yeah. So we're really happy with that.
Yeah. Just very briefly, I think both your local board and my local board have spent many long years talking to Auckland Council about talking to South Auckland and talking to our communities, and how, if they genuinely want to consult them, how that might be done. And I think you personally have put a lot of time and effort into putting those principles into practice around this issue, as has our Chair Lemonga. Just very briefly, what are the key points? And I know that His Worship the Mayor, in fact, commended the work that had been done. What are the key points around that engagement, that fruitful engagement with South Auckland?
Well, I think one of the key points is it's got to be led by the local board.
Mm.
So although this was a regional decision, it affects locals, you know, it really does. And so the local boards are really well placed, because we've got those networks and we've got those connections. So if it's led by your local leaders, then that's going to make an impact. And we saw that happen with the representation review. All of the local board members on both boards took it upon themselves to really reach out to our community, and we did that using all of the different ways that we do, through social media, through our community context as well. But also we insisted with the organisation, the council organisation, that they go out to our communities. So we didn't want them to use the traditional model of let's have a have your say event, open it up at, say, a council facility and expect everyone to come to us. So that was, I mean, I'm really grateful that they did take that advice on board. They worked with our local board services staff, and I have to commend our local board services staff, because that was extra work for them. They didn't need to do it, but they did. And they actually went out. So they went out to the community. I heard from people.
Sorry to interrupt, Lotto. I think we're going to have to cut you off there. I'm so sorry about that, but it's just wonderful to hear that we're not shackled to let's have something online and an event at some weird time of the day. And it works.
Yes, it works.
So thank you very much for phoning in. I really appreciate it because I know your day-to-day is frantically busy. And thanks once again to my guest, Killian, from Do Good, Feel Good. Have a wonderful week, everybody.
Get together.